Hi, welcome to Wiz School once again. If you don't follow the fundamentalists, if you don't follow the technical theory, if you don't want to follow the random theory, you have another theory. If you want to be different, you have the contrary opinion theory. This chapter will help you, the reader, to learn the theory of contrary opinion. In this chapter, we will learn the philosophy of contrarians, how a contrarian decides on his or her investment and dangers that a contrarian can face. First of all, let us understand the philosophy of contrarians. Bernard Baruch, the legendary Wall Street investor, is credited with the statement, "Be different. Buy when everyone is selling and sell when everyone is buying." This is the rule of contrary opinion and requires an investor to do exactly the opposite of what others are doing. Sell when others are purchasing and buy when others are selling. Sell when others are purchasing and buy when others are selling is exactly doing opposite what others are doing. It is based on the very sound principle of supply and demand. Prices will fall when there is an excess of supply. Therefore, buying in a falling market could be beneficial. Similarly, when everyone is purchasing, a share price is likely to rise as demand may exceed supply. As price would be rising, it would be a good time to sell. So this is the basic focus of a contrarian theory. Contrarian strategy during the booms and the bull market. At a time in the future market will rise, prices are falling and contrarians are buying. So at a time in the future markets will rise, prices are falling and when prices are falling and contrarians are buying shares. Prices are likely to fall when prices are rising and contrarians are selling shares. So during the booms and the bull markets, such as the one that began in 2005, the contrarian would be selling shares as fast as they can in order to purchase them again when price begins to fall. Buy low, sell high. This is exactly the strategy contrarian follow. They aim to actually buy in the bear phases when prices fall and sell during the bullish phases when the prices rise. In short, a dedicated or committed contrarian does exactly opposite of what the rest of the market does, thus giving himself an opportunity to make enormous profits. There are so few contrarians. Being a contrarian is difficult because man has a mob or the herd instinct. Has a tendency to do what everyone else is doing. Thus, at a time when prices are soaring, the sell is indeed very difficult. This is why there are so few contrarians. It takes guts to buy a share when no one else is buying. Buying a share which no one else is buying takes guts, and when this is done successfully, a financial legend is born. The late Vitthal Maliar became known as one of the great investors and IDFS of the stock when he purchased a drastically undervalued Cadbury's. However, before you or anyone else go charging to seek any buy shares that no one else wants, please remember that out of every 120 contrarians, only about 17 succeed. The odds against success are very great. What does the contrarian believe? The basic assumption is that one should seek the shares in troubled industries. At this time, the profits are reducing, dividends are not being declared. Investor will, in the belief that prices will decline, sell the shares. As they sell, others begin to sell, and the price falls steadily. So these are the picks which the contrarians look into. The contrarians believe that at a point of time, It must stop. This could be because of the intrinsic value of the share and because there is no more seller left. This is when the contrarian come in with a firm belief that prices have to now go up. Prices rise and he makes a profit. In a cured market, the reverse holds. How a contrarian decides on his or her investment? The contrarian always follows certain rules. Rule number one, the contrarian sells when others are buying, expecting the prices to rise and rise again. He does not wait for the price to peak, but sells as soon as he makes a reasonable profit. Number two, not to sell at a peak is because the person who buys must have a reason to purchase. Number three, the contrarian is and has to be in total control and sells or buys at a target price decided. The contrarian never looks back after a sale or purchase has been made and never wonders whether he should have waited. So that firm belief establishes the contrarian's action. When does the theory of contrarian work? The theory of contrarian opinion works only when the opinions differ. There is always the danger that a contrarian is wrong and the others correct. Contrarian opinion investing to succeed requires a contrarian to be aware of what is happening in the industry, in the economy, and in the company. There is no point in purchasing shares in a company that is doing badly. One important thing, contrarians advise patience. Contrarians advise patience until one is convinced that the future would not get any worse and the fundamentals will improve. Or if an industry is going through a depression, the contrarian must determine when the upswing will be. He or she invests with the knowledge that he may be wrong. In short, contrarians require patience, money, and a lot of guts. The dangers that a contrarian can be faced could be many. The great danger in any market is that there may be a number of contrarians. If there are, then the benefits of contrary opinion would be, to an extent, negated. Initially, under a majority develops, it is better to be a part of the crowd. When the majority begins to dominate, it is then that one should be a contrarian. As Keynes once wrote, worldly wisdom teaches that it is better for reputation to gain conventionally than to succeed unconventionally. So friends, what's the conclusion of this chapter? Contrary opinion investing to succeed requires a contrarian to be aware of what is happening in the industry, in the economy, and in the company. Contrarians requires patience, money, and a lot of guts. When the majority begins to dominate, it is then that one should be a contrarian. Thank you.